Oh, perfect timing. Come on in, the door's open.
Hi, come here. It's so good to see you. I'm so happy you agreed to let me make you dinner. Yeah, I'm sure it is much better than whatever you'd be making. You really shouldn't stroke my ego like that. You really don't need to be so sweet. Dessert is later. Oh, don't roll your eyes at me. That was good. You can't hide that smile from me. Oh. Gosh, your face. Huh? Oh, no. Everything's fine. Sorry, I just got distracted there for a second. Come on, let's head to the kitchen. Let's eat. He really said that to you? Wow, office jobs are brutal. I never thought I'd be happy to have worked in as many kitchens as I have. He's barely touched his food. I didn't want to assume, but something is definitely wrong. He's so thin now. His face looks sunken in, too. What happened? It's like all the life was just sucked right out of him. How do I even approach? Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I just zoned out again. I guess I'm a little spacey today. Hun, can I ask you something? No. Why would you be in trouble? If anything, it's the opposite. I just want to ask sort of a serious question. Can you promise me something first? No matter what I ask, please don't get mad, okay? I only want to know because you're my best friend and I care about you so, so much. Thank you. Okay. Honey, are you eating enough? I don't mean it like that. Are you taking care of yourself? You barely touched your food tonight, and I know you go nuts over this stuff usually. I'm worried. You look so thin. It's like you're fading away or something. No, wait, please, don't go. I didn't say all that just to beat you over the head with it or to hold it over you as a threat so you change your habits. I'm just worried about you. And to be honest, I love you. I know, not really the most fantastic timing, but I do. When you're not here, I'm thinking about making plans and trying new foods with you here or watching all those shows and movies you want me to see at your place. You always know just what to say to make me smile. And you're always there for me when I need you. I don't think I've ever met someone as willing to help other people as you. Even when it's really awkward or hard for you to do it, you do. But ever since you started that new job, we've barely seen each other. And now that we finally have time to hang out and I get to see you, you're so thin. I'm scared. It's so hard to see you going through this. All I want to do is help. Please say something. What? You love me too? Best news I've heard all day. But if you don't mind me asking, why have you never said anything to me about it before? Not good enough? Honey, no. You're way more than good enough. I love you so much. You brighten up my world like no one else. To be honest, when we weren't able to hang out, I was really lonely. At the risk of sounding a little creepy, I put on that sweatshirt you left here last time and just pretended you were here holding me. I don't want anyone else. Period. Is this the reason why you've stopped eating as much? A punishment? Oh, hun, I don't care what mistakes you've made or think you've made. You shouldn't skip meals like this. I know you're not a child and you know this, but it's really doing a number on your health. Please come here. I want to hold you. This is so nice. Finally being close to you like this again. Honey, I have a sort of idea. Would it be okay if I ran it by you? Yeah? Well, you know I'm a chef, obviously. And now we both know how we feel about each other. We're closer than anyone. And we were talking about getting a place together anyways. So how about you move in with me? Think about it. If we live together, I could cook for you all the time. I mean, it's a lot to take in, but what do you think? If nothing else, it'd certainly save on rent. Wait, really? You will? Oh, hon, you don't know how happy that makes me. No more making lonely, okay? I'm kind of needy sometimes, and if we're living together, there really won't be anywhere to hide from me demanding your arms around me. Oh, you'd like that? Noted. Everything's going to be okay. I promise. I'm going to take good care of you. I love you so much, honey. Never forget that.